The question of a possible property tax increase for Nashville households remains unanswered after a marathon budget debate last night. About a dozen Metro Council members appear to favor a tax increase, but WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports it will take 20 votes for the full council to pass the measure.
Half of the council's important budget committee are in favor of a property tax increase. Members like Bob Mendez and Anthony Davis say more tax revenue would fund schools and employee raises this year, avoid unpopular land sales, replenish city reserves, and mostly keep up with inflation and incoming expenses.
Everybody agrees we've got a problem. The question is exactly what to do about it. Clearly, we're not going to cut expenses in any material way.
Just for those of you thinking about kind of this budget and the next budget, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse next year.
But the mayor's administration is firmly opposed. Chief Strategy Officer Brian Kelsey told the council that households are already feeling the pinch of taxes and a rising cost of living.
We do not believe that this is the year to further burden those already cost-burdened households by raising taxes again.
The budget showdown could end tonight, with the council deciding between one plan that doesn't fully fund schools or employee raises and the other plan that does, but only by raising taxes. The moment is tense enough that council members have even asked for clarity about what they could do in the rare scenario that the mayor uses his veto power. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.